Cell phone companies have a record of where you are all the time. Problem is, they're selling it.
There are good and useful reasons that we want the telecommunications providers to have this information. They absolutely need it. But third-party, for-profit companies do not need this information, and they shouldn't have it.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Maybe you already knew that your cell phone carrier is collecting a constant real-time record of every single place you go. Even if you did realize that, most of you don't realize they're also selling that information. And the companies who are buying it apparently aren't doing much to keep it secure. One is called Securus Technologies. A former sheriff in Missouri was using it to track down people without a warrant, according to the New York Times. And on Wednesday, it was hacked. Securus gets its information from a company called LocationSmart. And on Friday, security researcher Brian Krebs reported a bug in LocationSmart's website that made it possible to put in the phone number of any phone on AT&T, Verizon, Sprint, or T-Mobile and find the location of that phone to within a few hundred yards. Here's Brian Krebs.
You can turn off location services. That ain't going to stop the phone companies from knowing exactly where you are. Consider what happens when anybody can look up the location of anybody else. What this means for law enforcement people and their family, what this means for their kids, people mm-hmm. who are victims of stalking, confidential sources could be witnesses to a prosecution.
Is it true that if you own a smartphone and you use a major carrier, that, as you said, even if you turn off location tracking on your phone, you still can't opt out of the carrier tracking your location?
That's correct. Nor would you want to, because your phone wouldn't work. You would have unreliable service. Your phone wouldn't know which towers to switch to when you're driving so that you have the call doesn't drop. If you got in an accident somewhere remote and you dialed 911, but you couldn't complete the call, they would be able to find you. I mean, there are good and useful reasons that we want the telecommunications providers to have this information. They absolutely need it. But third-party, for-profit companies do not need this information, and they shouldn't have it.
Do people realize that? Do lawmakers realize that?
I think there's a lot of room for awareness here on this issue. Part of me wonders how much this would get people's attention in Congress if somebody just told them where they were at any moment, you know?
Mm-hmm. And then let's just drive it home why people should care about this. You know, you think about all the places you bring your phone with you and the picture you can put together about a person. If you know all those things, can you just make that crystal clear for that segment of the population out there who is going to say, this is just modern life right now?
I feel like a lot of people would be okay. Like if you gave them a choice between getting something of commercial or financial benefit, they would say, you know what? I don't care if you know where I am. That's fine. You know, you can have it. And there are probably other people right. who would think that maybe the best thing to do for this is to not give it away to anybody, but let people give it away if that's what they want to do. But it's clear that the default needs to be changed to not sharing this information unless people affirmatively opt in to doing that. What we have now is not even an opt-out system. You know, it's a default opt-in, and there isn't any way to opt out.
I mean, does it get resolved? What would it take?
What would it take to get this resolved? Two things. One would be unequivocal statements by the carriers that they have suspended all third-party sharing of this information without a warrant or court order. Or two, Congress directs the regulators to say this is no longer okay. It's very difficult for many people to put a price on this information. How do you value how valuable this information is? You know, it all depends on who you are and where you are and what you're doing at the moment. And again, it may not even be you. It might be somebody you care for.
That's security researcher Brian Krebs. You can find his reporting at Krebs on Security. Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon has asked the FCC to investigate the four big cell phone carriers and whether they got people's permission before sharing their information. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.